Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you power and authority over the enemy, and nothing, he says, shall any means hurt you. According to the Word of God, God has given us power of authority. Now, think about that. Yes. Jesus has given us power of attorney. In John 14:12, in God's Word translation, Jesus said, I can guarantee this truth. Those who believe in me will do the things that I am doing. They will do even greater things because I'm going to the Father. He said, I will do anything you ask the Father in my name so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son. And he said, if you ask me to do something, he said, I'll do it. Hallelujah. No begging. He said, if you ask me, he said, I'll do it. Praise God. Saints, we can now do the things that Jesus did because we go in his name. We have to understand that when Jesus said gave us the power and authority, he has anointed us and authorized us to use his name. And so when you speak to something, it's the same as him speaking it because we're his voice here. We're his hands here. And so we have to understand that if we're speaking his word, then it's Jesus speaking to that sickness when you're praying for that person or whatever, if it's something that you need financially, whatever it is, you call it in. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, we need to understand that no signature will say more about you than your own voice. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, in the Easy Read version, it says, we live in this world, but we don't fight our battles in the same way the world does. No, we don't. The weapons we use are not human ones. Our weapons have power from God. You know, our tongue is powered by God's word. You know, when you're speaking God's word, it's powered by him. And so he's helping us and can destroy the enemy's strong places. He said, we destroy people's arguments and we tear down every proud idea that raises itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. He said, we also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, why am I talking so much about our voices? Because it is God's choice weapon for defending ourselves against our enemy, Satan. It is his choice weapon. Yes. As I said before, the Lord tells us in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise the Lord. And I think we need to be aware of some of these things that are going on around us. I know there's a lot of good, like I said, good coming out of all this technology, and we're excited about how much it is making our life a lot more easier, a lot more convenient. I enjoy the fact that my phone is like a small computer, and I enjoy Siri. But we also know that Satan is going to use as much of this technology as he can against us. Remember, like I said before, your voice is like your DNA or your fingerprints. Think about that. And you think your voice is not powerful. It is so powerful. You know, another spiritual side of this, think about this. It's good to have someone pray over you, but how much more effective would your prayers be when you pray over yourself? Think about that. That's something to give thought to. For one thing, your body will recognize your voice. Think about that. Your body, God said in Genesis, I think it's in Genesis 1:26, that he's given us dominion over everything on this earth. And I tell my body that. When my leg acts up when I'm on the treadmill, I just keep on watching the sermon or whoever I'm listening to, you know, preach, and keep the treadmill going. And I say, body, according to the word of God, I have dominion over you. And legs, that means I have dominion over you. And so legs, I call you strong in Jesus' name. And muscles and joints and ligaments, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I command you to function the way God created you to in Jesus' name. Remember, I've got dominion. And I just keep on going a few minutes later, whatever was gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, and like I said, in Genesis 1:26, God has given me and you dominion over all this earth, and that includes our bodies. Praise God. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And he says, and nothing, he says, will injure you. In other words, the Lord has given you and me power and authority over the evil that Satan brings against us. Oh, he's given it over his plots and his schemes. Yeah. In closing, I'm going to finish with this. My point in teaching so much on the word today is to make you more aware of your own voice and the power in your voice.
Thank you.
We've all been given a mighty weapon, and it's right here. You know, you need to ask God every day, Lord, put a bridle on this tongue and a guard on my mouth at all times, lest I sin against thee, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Hebrews 1, verse 3, in New King James says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. And friend, as a child of God created in his image and his likeness, we can do the same thing. We uphold and do whatever we do with our words. We're either going to bring life with those words or we're going to bring death with those words. It's our choice. It's our choice. The Bible tells us, I think it's in Deuteronomy, that he's called heaven and earth down against you today. He said you could choose life or death, cursing or blessing. But he said you choose. He's not going to choose for you. You have to choose yourself. Praise God. We can create with our words, according to Romans 4:17, and call those things that be not as though they were. Saints, use your voice to speak and agree with God's word and see things in your life change. I cannot tell you how much my life has changed. My daughter could probably tell you more than me. But it has drastically changed. And I was a Christian before that. It wasn't like I became born again when the Lord started revealing this to me. You know, all Christians, but we're missing out on so much, and God don't want us to.
That's right.
But we got to learn what to say and what not to say and how to say it.
Amen.
And be careful for what we say. So use your voice, speak and agree with God's word, and see things in your life change. See your boat turn around. Hallelujah. And stop speaking to things around you that you already have. But start calling the things the way you want them to be.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're experiencing financial difficulty, don't speak about, I can't afford this and I can't afford that and this and that. And the other say, and somebody say, well, don't do that. Don't say, I can't afford that. Say, well, I think I'll just wait and do that another time.
Right.
You know, I don't think I really want that today. You know, and be speaking what God says, you know, about how, you know, he's going to bless you financially, how it's his desire to bless you, and speak what he says, and don't agree with the enemy. You know, he wants you to say those things. That's why he puts those things in your mind. You think it's you thinking it, but it's not. It's the enemy. He puts you in. Like I said, you're going to get what you say. If you believe it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, you're going to get it. So just be careful what you say, and dream big.
Thank you.
Dream big.
Yes.
God is a big God.
Isn't it?
You know, don't limit him. You know, I think it's in Psalm 78 where he said they limited the Holy One of Israel.
Yes.
Don't limit God. If you want to know where your life is headed, listen to the words coming out of your mouth. I couldn't give you better advice, and God couldn't either. Keep this in mind. There is nothing more tormenting to the devil than to hear you speak God's word. Praise God for his word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Every time you're speaking the word of God, you're tormenting the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
And not only that, but you're growing. You're growing. You're growing. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
We thank you, God, for your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword, that'll cut through bone and marrow and even to the dividing of spirit and soul. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you live in us. We thank you that the power of God that raised the same spirit to raise Jesus Christ from the grave is now living in us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for giving us information that will help us to excel in the spirit realm, Lord, where we were supposed to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're not human. We are spirit beings experiencing human things, but we are truly spirit beings. So, Lord, we thank you that we're not humans experiencing a spiritual thing. We are spirit beings experiencing human things. So, Lord, we thank you that we are spirits, first of all, spirit, soul, and body. And, Father, thank you for helping us and teaching us that we have control and dominion over this body, over this flesh, Lord. It's our house, and we control it. And by your word, for it's in Jesus' name we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.